This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Governor Rick Snyder has suggested Michigan should restructure the state's juvenile justice system. Not much has been done yet. An advocate recently wrote an opinion piece in Bridge magazine which indicated the youth and juvenile justice systems don't have the luxury of time. Paul Elam is the president of Public Policy Associates, and he specializes in juvenile justice. So what's wrong with Michigan's system?
Well, I think Michigan is very unique when you compare our state to the country. We have a few things that we need to deal with. First, we have juvenile justice that is administered by multiple counties. And in those counties, we have a public and a private system. And we also don't have the ability to gather data in a way to track the number of youth who are in those systems and the outcomes related to that. And so on any given day, when we ask questions about the problem of juvenile justice and delinquency, we really can't respond. And from a qualitative perspective, we also have evidence that many of the youth who come into contact with the current system due to their age, they're at increased risk for being physically and sexually abused. And we just don't believe that this is on the radar for many of our leaders in the state. We want to make sure that our gubernatorial candidates are aware of this, and we take this serious. I think every day that passes to sort of gather information and data that allows youth to languish in this system is a day that we just don't have. If it were my child who was in this system, I would not be accepting the conditions that they're actually being treated in.
Let's take some of these things you talked about point by point. You said counties are different. There are disparities from county to county, and you're saying kids are not being treated the same throughout the state. Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. So in our state, there's no requirement for every county to respond to certain behavior that's committed by youth county to county. So, for example, if I'm a first-time offender in Wayne County and maybe I get picked up for a truancy offense, if they have a diversion program and I'm eligible for that diversion program, I will be offered that opportunity, and the treatment, the programs, and ultimately the outcomes that I have will differ from a county kid in another county who may have committed the exact same offense, but they don't have a diversion program, and that kid might be sent through a formal adjudication process, and the result for that kid might be something that never comes off of their record if it's sort of a felony offense. And so right now, we just define that as sort of unfair justice. It's justice by geography, and I don't think that's a fair and equitable system. The governor called for every county to have that type of option in place for youth who come into contact with the justice system. And at this point, we have not realized that as a state.
Well, let me ask a follow-up to that. If these cash-strapped counties are still directly responsible for the juvenile justice system, what's the incentive for them to change? Or what should the incentive be?
Well, that's a great question. I think from my understanding, the time that has been spent this year is trying to ferret that out. What does the cost mean for counties if we're going to move, for example, in this debate, 17-year-olds from the adult system to the county system? And by the way, that recommendation is based on evidence-based practice, research that tells us that youth need to be placed in facilities that provide programs that are appropriate for their developmental needs. When we look at the outcomes of those kids, they do better. They lack collateral consequences down the road that prohibit them from moving on in their life, and they're less likely to be abused or neglected. And so when we look at the cost, we definitely need to do that. But my argument is, if we know a system is ineffective and it causes harm, we should still have an intermediate or short-term solution until we deal with this long-term solution of what the cost is. Obviously, if this proposal passes, youth who are currently in the adult system, the state pays for that, will be moved to the county system. And I think the counties are saying we need to understand that the resources to treat these youth will also be coming. And so I think that's a fair argument, but it shouldn't take us years to deal with this. We're one of five states who have not made it happen, and I think we have the leadership in place. My piece identified those who were responsible for pulling this together, and we don't see any effort at this point to bring those groups together collaboratively, bring the best minds together in our country and our state and say, we need to get this done.
You mentioned data and keeping track of what's going on in the state. You write that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is responsible for oversight and funding for the juvenile justice services. They don't keep that kind of data?
Yeah, so another great question. I don't think the average citizen realizes that our public juvenile justice system has been dismantled right before our face. And many of the youth who once resided in public facilities in our state, who became wards of the state and their cases were managed by the state, that no longer exists. Most of our youth are being dealt with in county facilities. Judges make decisions about those particular cases. And many of the facilities the youth end up in are private facilities. I can't quote the number off the top of my head, but I would bet that 80 to 85% of our youth are in private facilities at the local level, and they're not under the jurisdiction of the state. The reason I can't quote that number is because we can't gather that information because we have a privatized system. And I know the state will tell you actually how many kids they have in place. We reduced the number of public facilities from over 10 to just about 3 at this point. And those facilities are for our hardest to serve youth who have severe and persistent issues around mental health and delinquency. And so we have to do a better job in trying to aggregate data from these private, public, local facilities through our state and roll it up to one entity that can report out on this particular issue. And the reason I know is Public Policy Associates has worked as a contractor for the state for the last 10 years to gather data like that. And we continually hear feedback from our local counties that the data we gather are inaccurate, even though the data comes directly from those counties due to technology problems that they have with their systems that have been implemented.
So you've made some recommendations to the legislature, this governor, the following governor, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. I'm wondering, is there a model county in Michigan or a model state on which Michigan could look to design its reform of the juvenile justice system?
Yeah, concerning our local counties, I think we have several counties who are doing great work in our state. Now, I won't call out any to highlight them. I think
they
can
not?
Come forth. And,
why not tell us?
Well, I think I would like those stakeholders to speak towards it. But what I do know, or leaders to speak towards it, what I do know is there are models in our state. The problem is to replicate the models that are taking place in certain counties require a type of leadership, a type of investment, the ability to implement evidence-based practice and data collection measures. And it's not as simple as folks might believe. You know, to implement a data collection system, it might require an investment of over $1 million. And the cash-strapped times we live in, without new policy put in place, without the resources put in place, we obviously had a Headley Amendment. We can't just tell counties to put these solutions in place without the legislation and resources that are taken. I think in these counties, you will see that they've come up with ways to generate local revenue. They've come up with ways to be creative, and it requires us to roll our sleeves up and have conversations. I think on a national basis, there are a couple of states. I think we've looked at Pennsylvania as a state, but I think Michigan is a different entity based on the issues I just talked about. Most states have not created a juvenile justice system that's decentralized, public and private, and local decision making is spread out across all of our counties. And I think to address these issues, we will have to come to the table and come up with a new model, a new solution that will require some policy changes and investment in our youth. We did work on the Michigan Prisoner Reentry Initiative the last 10 years, and I think the public's aware that we spend about $35,000 to incarcerate adults in our criminal justice system. I don't think the public's aware that we spend about $100,000 per kid to keep them incarcerated in our juvenile justice system. And that number is growing. And we need to bring this issue to the forefront. Every dollar we spend on incarceration for our juveniles, many who shouldn't be in the system, is a dollar we don't have to spend on education, roads, and the like. And as a citizen here in Michigan, I think we should have some leadership discussing this issue.
Paul Elam is the president of Public Policy Associates. We've been talking about reforms in Michigan's juvenile justice system. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come in and share on this topic.